This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, happy St. Joseph's Day today. We hope you are able to partake in some of the festivities. What a beautiful day outside this morning. Really enjoying this weather. I hope it'll keep going, but maybe or probably not. Have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to visit with J.P. Morrell, and we're going to get the latest on this travel controversy. I'm almost embarrassed by the fact that we have to talk about this. And what's going on here is no one seems to understand. Talk to several lawyers. You know, it's just craziness. Again, if you had your eyes closed, you'd swear you're living in a third world country. And it is just absolutely goofy as to what we are doing. Becoming the laughingstock of government in this country. And we've got a lot of others that are trying to take that trophy away from us. We'll talk a little bit about something going on at Columbia University. Wait till you hear this. In the beginning of the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Walt Leger, just the opposite of what we're going to talk about. We're going to actually talk about successes. We're going to talk about those who look up to us, right, for what we do right. It's so refreshing. We'll visit with Michael Heck in the 11 o'clock hour, and he brings with him in the back half of that hour Daniel Erspammer, the Chief Executive Officer of the Pelican Institute for Public Safety. And we'll talk about this all-encompassing Amendment Number 2 that basically rewrites Article 7 of the Constitution. It's a big one. I don't know where everyone's going to fall out on this issue. Obviously, people are pushing hard. Not exactly clear what the total implications are going to be, and we'll try to get to the bottom of that. We visited with Parr yesterday. We'll visit with the Pelican Institute today, who actually embrace and endorse Amendment Number 2. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, very important sales tax rededication vote on March 29th. Early voting is going on right now. Same old is true with these constitutional amendments. So folks want to talk about this because a lot of folks are voting early. And so it's important that you read all of these provisions out there, and we'll tell you about the sales tax rededication. There's so much to talk about. Literally, I pulled down 16 articles last night, and I could talk about every single one of them. But there's always these news stories that kind of stick out that you scratch your head and you wonder where we are in this country and how did we get here, and how this structure and what's going on is just absolutely unbelievable. So Columbia University's Graduate Student Union. So the graduate students that are doing work at Columbia University are actually part of a union. Now, you would never guess which union. No, it's the United Auto Workers Union. So they have a union, and their contract is coming up, I think, in June. And they're beginning to spell out what it is that they want. And they issued a demand from the International Student Working Group of the SWC, which is the student workers of Columbia. These are all union members, and to be fair to the union, we're not sure that the union has embraced any of these demands and moving forward with their negotiations with Columbia. But if you were not convinced that Columbia lost its way somewhere, somehow, after we talk about this, if this doesn't convince you, I don't know what will. So these students, and they're saying that they're addressing it as the union calls, but no one was able to establish whether or not the union actually embraced this yet. There's been no confirmation. The union calls on Columbia to establish a sanctuary campus in which every student is protected from threat of deportation or detention, and refuse to provide information to immigration authorities or any federal agency on Columbia affiliates without a subpoena. It then demands Columbia cease collecting personally identifying information of Columbia affiliates in relationship to First Amendment protected activity and protest on campus, and destroy all records, including such information. You get the sense that maybe they're trying to thwart any effort by law enforcement in the investigation of criminal activities? Maybe. Number one, establish Columbia University as a sanctuary campus in which every student is protected from the threat of deportation or detention. We define a sanctuary campus to mean the following: a commitment not to allow ICE officers on campus or into university housing without a judicial warrant under any circumstances, and to inform all security personnel and other staff of this policy. Refuse to provide information to immigration authorities or any federal agency on Columbia affiliates without a subpoena. Number two, stop surveilling the student body, and do not allow previous surveillance to be used by federal agencies currently targeting non-citizens. Specifically, we demand the university order public safety and private contractors to cease collecting personally identifying information of Columbia affiliates in relationship to First Amendment protected activity and protest on campus. Destroy all records of personally identifying information collected of Columbia affiliates in relationship to First Amendment protected activity and protest on campus, including those collected as evidence for disciplinary proceedings. So they want these visitor students here on student visas basically to just, they disappear. There's not a record of them anywhere. So nobody knows who they are, what they're doing, whether or not they're working in furtherance of the U.S. government or against the U.S. government. Order public safety and private contractors to stop patrolling departmental and organizing spaces on campus, including classrooms. They don't want any security. From there, the union calls on Columbia's public safety. Number three, support the non-U.S. citizens on our campus through education on non-citizen rights, financial resources, academic flexibility, legal support for students, and more. We can't even finance indigent defender boards in this country for citizens. And they want us to finance legal support for visitor students on a student visa? You see this duality I've been talking about? It's getting worse. Instead of gender identity, I think most people should move to immigration status identity. Actually, you might be better off saying, I'm no longer a citizen, I'm an illegal. Disseminate Know Your Rights information for all students through broad and consistent messaging. Commit not to use immigration status as leverage to coerce student workers into disciplinary proceedings. Really? Increase the International Students and Scholars Office resources to support students whose visas and green cards have been revoked by maintaining an emergency hotline, assisting in appeals, covering legal fees, and allowing continued residency and university housing during appeals and maintaining their non-immigrant visa status. Are you kidding? Assure degree conferral, including through alternative routes in case of administrative impediments. So if you knowingly and willingly violate the law, you should be able to still get that Columbia degree. And what if you lied to the administration about your status or otherwise? You should have protection as well. Cover legal fees for any Columbia affiliate detained or threatened by ICE. Commit to reissuing the DS-2019 and or I-20s for all international students and not terminating these records when visa status is revoked. Oh, so your visa status is revoked. You're there, your student visa. You want to just continue on. Forget about the rules. You're special. Overall, commit to ensuring that all international students are able to maintain their student status within the university, no matter what the law says. Grant instructors flexibility to move classes online for students to demand hybrid instruction and for staff to work from home and ensure the new anti-doxing and online harassment policy supports them. So when the heat is on, your identity is known. They want to be able to walk in and say, I want to learn online. I can't hide out on the campus anymore. You're giving them too much access. So you need to secrete me somewhere in the bowels of New York City and let me go online. And maybe also provide me with a good Wi-Fi connection so I can do so and pay for all of it. Defend the non-U.S. citizen students on our campus by taking actions to resist their targeting by the Trump administration and other anti-immigrant actors. Specifically, file a lawsuit to have Trump's January 29th Executive Order 13899 revoked or halted. Designate the reporting of other Columbia affiliates to immigration authorities based on their perceived or assumed immigration status as a form of discriminatory harassment. Notify students whose names are provided by the government to the university as targets for detention and of any government agency search, arrest, administrative warrant, subpoena, or other form or informal request for documents or information on a student. So you want them to collude with you to violate the law and to secrete you from the federal government. Give me the paper. Where can I sign up? That sounds like such a great deal for me that I'm going to risk myself because you don't follow the rules and I want to go to jail. That's what I've always desired to do. It's where I've always desired to be. These kids are idiots. They're idiots. You think any of these folks like the United States? We invite these people over to learn at allegedly, and I use that term because it's appropriate, the finest learning institution in America. I use that term very liberally as well. Because what I'm hearing from here, none of these people are willing to make a decision. They're chameleons. They want to be all things to all people. They think they can satisfy this by trying to make everybody happy. They're not making anyone happy. They've lost their mind. They've lost their way. They've lost their university. the foxes watching the hen house, and they should suffer. You know, they're all worried about $400 million. Did you know that Columbia gets $5 billion in grants? And you wonder why we are drowning in debt in this country, is that we are financing the whims of everyone out there as taxpayers. You got a whim? Submit it to the federal government. They'll finance it. They'll promote it. And the crazier your subject matter, the more likely it'll get funded. That's what it seems like to me. I mean, down here with all the cockroaches we have, we should be having all kinds of studies as it relates to the cockroach. Whether there's a gender identity problem with cockroaches. You'll get money. And not just 10 or 20, you get 600, 700,000. And if you find out that they have a period, you might get another million on top. I mean, that's how crazy of what's going on here. It is absolutely nuts. And we're letting them engage in this lawfare and utilizing these ridiculous demands to just delay, deflect, deny, go on the counterattack in court, and they call it a victory. Every day that something can't get implemented, it's a victory for them. And this is a state of governance in this country today. And we wonder why we are not getting anywhere, right? It is absolutely crazy. And it goes on and on and on and on. And every day when you start searching through these news stories, you're finding something else. Did you know that the United States has the U.S. Institute of Peace? Right? U.S. Institute of Peace. I'm not exactly sure what they do. I heard that they go around promoting peace in the world. I don't know how they go about doing that. Doge seems to find out about it. They were not allowed to be let into the building on Friday. The CEO of the organization figured up the gig is up. He's crying on the phone, trying to find people to save him because he knows that his job's about to go by the wayside. And, of course, he attempts to fire all of the security personnel so that he can take control of the building himself physically and not allow them in, with the silly belief that he is going to be able to continue on as the interim CEO, his last name is Moose, and continue to go on. They had to remove him from the building. This agency was founded by Congress in 1984 as a nonpartisan, that's a joke, independent organization dedicated to protecting U.S. interests by helping to prevent violent conflicts and broker peace deals abroad. I would love to know what they have actually done since 1984. I can't wait to see the work product of this organization. Got a big, beautiful building. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know how much money we're spending on these NGOs, but this is wild. You got to see this campus. It's gorgeous. Guy's crying under his desk on the phone. The gig is up. You're out. We're moving on. Day after day after day. I thought that fell to the Department of State. I thought that was the lead agency that did all of this. We've created all of these other agencies, continue to fund them. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. They consume more and more of your tax dollars. We're being threatened with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid being cut. And meanwhile, we're supporting all of these silly programs that no one has ever heard of. I hadn't talked to a person yet that has ever heard of that organization. And who knows how many more there are. Can't wait to find out. It's time for the political enema of the century and get rid of all of this. Because they serve no purpose. And if they do serve a purpose, it's not an overwhelming, striking purpose because people would know about them. And it's time that we do away with it. Because this country is not the wealthy country that we think we are. We have a challenge right now because we're bombing the Houthis, that we're having to manage our inventory of missiles very carefully because we're about to run out. Meanwhile, we have a CEO of an NGO hiding under a desk crying. Absolutely unbelievable. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. We'll be joined by Mike Cooper, the president of St. Tammany Parish, when we return.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Stay with us. So, folks, there are a lot of different items that are going to be voted on March the 29th, and we're in the midst of early voting today, Wednesday, March 19th, early voting. Last day you can take advantage of that is this Saturday. So if you have plans for the 29th, get out to vote before this Saturday at the early voting sites in your parish. There's a sales tax rededication vote, and here to talk to us about it is Mike Cooper, president of the St. Tammany Parish. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. We're glad to be here this morning with you.
Well, thank you, Mike, for joining us. I know this is a very important tax, and it's an existing tax. This is simply a rededication, I guess kind of a reshuffling to meet certain priorities that you guys have identified. Tell us about it.
Certainly. I know you've heard this before because this does involve being able to provide sustainable funding for our district attorney's office, our judges, maintenance and operation of our justice center, as well as maintaining our infrastructure, our road, bridge, and drainage infrastructure, and identifying projects for long-term infrastructure projects with an existing 2-cent sales tax that those who shop in St. Tammany Parish are paying at this time. And this tax has been collected since 1986, this 2-cent sales tax, and has been rededicated once when it was renewed in 2005, and we're asking that additional services be added so that we can do what the public has asked us to do, live within our means, use existing funding that we're receiving to meet all of our needs. And that's why we're asking the public to allow us to do so.
And as I understand, Mike, some of the agencies that could be the beneficiaries of this may not necessarily do so immediately. Is that true?
I don't know if I understood that question.
In other words, some of the agencies that are involved in that could be covered by this rededication, they may not necessarily be drawn upon some of these dollars immediately.
Well, no, actually, it's a sales tax, and once this passes, we'll be able to implement the rededication. The agencies that I mentioned that will benefit are already funded through the end of this year. So
right.
We'll be able to, when we do budgeting later this year for 2026, they will certainly benefit from this.
Right. And this is... this has been controversial, right, to some extent, and it seems as though all of the major players in the parish have been able to come together because it is supported by all the major players.
Yes, it is. With regard to controversial, I think what's happened in the past that we've asked for additional funding, an additional tax, an additional sales tax. When a half-cent sales tax fell off in 2018, that all allowed us an opportunity. Well, it reduced funding for these agencies, but now the public does not want to increase to restore that funding. So this is a plan that is joined by our parish council, all 14 members, parish president, the sheriff, the district attorney, the judges. We even have the endorsement of the lieutenant governor who lives here in St. Tammany Parish. And our business organizations, and our state legislators, our North Shore delegation. This is a unified effort to restore the funding within taxes that we're collecting now, a sales tax that not only our residents pay when they're shopping in St. Tammany, but those who visit St. Tammany help provide funding for our needed services.
Mike, is there any organized opposition to this endeavor?
No, there isn't. On social media, you'll find some that are opposed to it. And I think a lot of it is based on, the opposition is based on misinformation. the statements that are being made are, we send enough money to the parish, we want you to use what you have. And of course, the answer to that is, that's what we're asking for you to do. Allow us to use what we have to fund these agencies. We're going around, representatives of the council, the DA's office, the judges, my office, are meeting with homeowner organizations, business organizations, service organizations, anybody that we can meet with to explain how this tax works and this rededication and extension and how it will benefit the parish as a whole, keeping the quality of life and keeping our parish safe by properly funding our criminal justice system.
It seems to me that y'all have been able to come together and work together on the development of this plan and in this re-engineering, rededication of it. You've covered a lot of concerns and a lot of territory.
Yes, we have. And it's really an easy decision, in our opinion, of course, whether you vote yes or no for this proposition on Saturday the 29th and during early voting, the tax that you pay when you're shopping in St. Tammany will not change. It's still the 2 cent sales tax, but it will allow us to do more with what you're already paying with a yes vote. And we're asking our citizens to understand that and make an informed decision that this is not a new tax, it's not a tax increase, but it allows us to fund our district attorney's office, our judges, and our justice center. Without that, and I know you spoke with our district attorney, Colin Sims, recently, he will not be able to keep his top prosecutors. We'll not be able to prosecute or execute justice in our justice center through our judicial system without this extension and rededication. And so we're asking our voters to understand that.
You know what I like about this approach, Mike? I happen to be one of those folks. I actually like dedications. I know it would be easier. I was an elected official. It would have always been easier if I had just total unrestricted funds, right? But, you know, the mood of the constituency is they like dedications. They want to play a part in the prioritization and identify a need and fund it. And as y'all are exercising, you always have the right to come back and rededicate. They've done it once for you already, and I have to assume y'all had some success with that rededication. And here we are again, and I feel kind of confident it's going to pass again because they're going to exercise the right that they have to decide, are these the priorities that we want to fund? Your thoughts?
That's exactly correct. This is fiscal reform. We know that when the tax was originally passed in 1986, it was for a specific purpose, mm-hmm. and it generates a hefty sales tax revenue for us. That continues to grow. The needs have changed. We through fiscal reform, we're taking an existing tax that's dedicated and asking the public to acknowledge that needs have changed, and let's do more with the same tax rate that we're collecting now. And I'd like to see other agencies do that. You know, use rather than increasing the tax rate, let's use what we have because we know sales tax revenue is increasing, and let's rededicate to what our priorities are today.
I know you've probably been making the rounds with the community groups. What are you hearing?
Yes, I have, and we've been hearing a great response. When we leave homeowner meetings and they ask the questions, is it a new tax? Is it an increase? Why should we vote for this? Particularly when you hear the passion from District Attorney Colin Sims and the judges and the council chair or vice chair or members of the council and myself any combination of us are at most of the meetings, and they understand, they get it, for the most part, that it is a dire need to be able to fund these agencies for the next 25 years, to have a sustainable revenue, not short-term revenue, but revenue that we can have bond issues for our road projects, to have impactful long-term projects for the next 25 years, and also to have sustainable funding for the additional 25 years at the end of this term for the 2-cent sales tax.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts, we ask our citizens to recognize the unified effort that we have from all elected officials that depend on this revenue, but it's for the reason to provide all of the services that our parish is enjoying now, the quality of life, the safety. We've got millions of dollars of infrastructure projects underway at this time, and we're going to continue to do so. But rather than going year to year and pay as you go for road projects, we're going to be able to bond out major projects that we've identified and will be identified in the future to make traffic and transportation a focus, and drainage, and to meet the needs of our district attorney's office and our judicial system, which we depend on so much to keep our parish safe.
Well, best of luck to you and all the other elected officials on this endeavor. I know it's important to the growth of St. Tammany Parish, and thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great week.
Thank you, Newell. Get out and vote. Get up.
Thank you, sir. Please. That's Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, talking about the sales tax rededication vote on March the 29th. Early voting is going on now. If you're not able to vote on the 29th, get out there and early vote. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. So, any study out there shows that American healthcare is the most expensive system in the world. And California has this idea that they want to really make it even more expensive, right? And we know that DOGE and others are looking for waste, fraud, and abuse. But did you know that the government is screwing the government? Yeah, you heard me right. The government is screwing the government. California is doing it really well. And even though maybe DOGE didn't uncover certain things, what we're finding is that people are blowing the whistle on practices that are going on that had no place to go before, because they'd probably lose their job and, you know, they would be terminated or maligned or whatever, retaliated against. But now they feel safe in this space. So this is what California did. They applied for an increase in intergovernmental transfers for public ground emergency medical transportation services. That's a mouthful. Simply put, ambulance service. Fire departments provide that, right? So they asked for an increase from CMS. They got an $800 increase for an ambulance ride. Within 6 months of the increase's implementation, CMS had warned the states that these fire departments are abusing these intergovernmental transfers by reporting the inflated cost of an ambulance ride to CMS. So the fire department would report the new price negotiated with them, right? But that wasn't the actual cost. Because what the fire department did is they subcontracted that ambulance service to a private service, and they made a profit on Medicaid. Yep. The government screwing the government. They made a profit on Medicaid for subcontracting the ambulance services, and guess what they did with their money? Actually, they were very smart. They were booking the bet for themselves, right? They gave the money to the California firefighters' underfunded pension plan that has been woefully underfunded. and has a huge unfunded accrued liability number, right? Because they've increased the benefits that are being paid out of this system, and firefighters in California are paid more than $200,000 annually. Plus, they have a benefit package that is 40%, another $90,000 in benefits, and at age 55, you can retire with 90% of that income. This is just for a firefighter. And you wonder why they're coming up with exotic schemes ripping you off every day in order to finance that scheme. You want to know something? Before all of this talk, we would never find out about things like this. And hopefully now, somebody is going to have the guts to say, it ain't happening anymore. You're not in the business of screwing the federal government for the purposes of making sure that your pension fund that you've mismanaged for years is adequately funded on the taxpayers' back even more. It's a state obligation, not a federal obligation. You're out. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.